This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Now to how the other half lives, or rather what the other half buys. This week, the luxury Italian fashion group Gianfranco Ferré announced it will probably file for bankruptcy protection. It's not the only luxury retail brand struggling in this economy. Robert Frank is here now. He writes the blog for The Wall Street Journal called The Wealth Report. He's also author of the book Richestan. So I always thought the luxury market was immune from economic downturns. I guess not.
That was the thinking going into this recession, that everyone said, well, the rich have money and they'll always have money and they'll always buy $5,000 handbags and mink coats and all the rest. This recession has been different from all others in the past in that the rich have suffered as much or financially even more than the rest of the population. So the luxury market has completely fallen out of bed.
So what, for example, is now doing badly?
You know, handbags, the high-end watches, jewelry especially has taken a big hit, designer wear. But we've also seen the super high-end of the luxury market, everything from yachts to private jets to large mansions, and those super big-ticket luxury items have also declined in sales.
So yacht sales are suffering. People aren't buying as many Lamborghinis or fur coats, but the wealthy, the super wealthy, they're not exactly suffering, are they?
We shouldn't shed a tear for these people. On the other hand, this does have an economic consequence. If the wealthy aren't spending, they're not creating jobs, that spending doesn't filter down to the rest of the economy.
So what are they spending money on?
It's interesting. They're spending money on their homes. They're spending money on travel, so things that involve family. What I call memories and moments, or conscientious consumption, has replaced conspicuous consumption. They're spending on Toyota Priuses rather than buying Lamborghinis and Hummers, and they're really spending on things that are not as visible to the rest of society.
So it sounds like they've got a little shame going on here, or at least a little crisis of conscience.
You know, all these luxury magazines like the Robb Report and DuPont Registry and Elite Traveler, all these magazines, and to some extent the rest of the media, there was this great celebration of wealth and luxury and consumer spending over the past 5 years. Now I think Robb Report should, rather than being in a clear plastic wrapper, should be in a brown paper bag, because I think a lot of people are ashamed to be, you know, celebrating, buying, reading about the celebration of luxury.
Well, we did ask the Robb Report to come on our air, and they politely declined, so maybe they are keeping a low profile.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Robb Report was great for that moment in history when we were at the edge of a great wealth boom, and I think this is not the time to be spending and showing your wealth.
Robert Frank, author of the book Richestan. He also writes the blog The Wealth Report for The Wall Street Journal. Robert, thank you.
Thank you.